Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so Joy is here, and I'm going to be talking about a difficult subject for most, after-death experience, what happens when we die. Okay, so I'm going to go into a song. Before I do, I want to say that I do believe that there are realms of energy that our consciousness, that we, our spirit, or whatever we are, our essence, goes to. So I don't think it's just completely like a dark zone. I believe that there are places where our energy emanates can rise to. So I do believe in the afterlife. But I'll get into some of my experiences. Feel free to want to call in about if you have your own like near-death experience or what you believe of what happens when we die. Our guest number is 760-283-0856. And I'm going to play a song by Daft Punk, very futuristic. And just feel like, you know, the melody will help kind of segue into this this somewhat difficult of a topic for some people.
Thank you.
Okay, so, and basically, I chose this song because it's very spacey, very futuristic, and I feel like our spirits are connected to the universe. And if you're not being drawn to the heavens, back to the light where we come, then most of the time I feel like as spiritual entities that we are inhabiting these bodies. When we die, a lot of times we tend to reside in the places that are most familiar. So it could be like our homes, whatever is most dear to us. You can find a lot of times what they call disincarnate spirits, just kind of, taking up residence in, maybe certain places, maybe certain work areas, their homes, their maybe a favorite car they had, or so it depends on, the spirit. But anything that's familiar will help the spirit to be able to connect with something safe and familiar. And in general, like you want to be able to, when someone that you care about dies, you want to be able to remember them and give out good prayers of positivity. And you want to create this environment of safety and positivity so that it can help that spirit, if they haven't moved on, to be able to, be able to move on, really. Yeah, I've actually talked with other people. Some people actually say that spirits, a lot of times, they hang on to family members for like several years, and to live life through a family member in order to basically kind of meet their issues, so to speak. For instance, if you have a departed one, maybe they didn't feel like they did everything here. And so maybe if you're doing something in your work or career, they'll latch on to family members and try to get out that experience through family. So that's what I hear is like a common thing. But from my experiences with near death, when I was 3 years old, Joy, I was basically playing out in the back of my yard, and I had fell off the gate. I had cracked my skull on some cement, like the pavement, really. And I was in a coma for 3 days. And during this time, I wasn't consciously aware. I was, deep in a coma. I've been told that, my mother was praying for me. She had like a nun praying with me, praying for me, I should say, in the hospital. And so there's energy for me, but I didn't really come out of this coma, this near death like state, until I met with my grandfather. He came to visit me, and it was very powerful because he just basically had his keys, like his car keys. He always let me play with his car keys, and I had like a familiarity, like an emotion, a strong emotional attachment to these keys in our relationship. And we had a good experience, needless to say, me and my grandfather. And I just remember them saying that when he shook his keys, and he basically called me, like my nickname is Big Mama. He's like, because he's we're Southern. He's like, Big Mama, wake up. And he's shaking the keys. And it's like, from that moment on, I just woke up. Like, I just woke up as if, out of a tomb almost. Like, I just woke up, like, immediately, because that was enough to bring me back. My spirit was very fragile to begin with, and it's like that event, it's very traumatizing. And I feel like love called me back. Like, I had a strong emotional attachment to the keys and father, him calling my name, positive association with my nickname. And it was enough emotion of love to draw me back here into this place. And I really do feel like I was somewhere else, like I was in another dimension. I don't remember anything. It's like when you wake up from that, you don't remember things. But throughout my life, I started training myself to kind of remember my dreams. And our spirit travels. When we go to sleep, our spirit is out of the body. It's traveling to different realms. It's allowing the body to get energy, to store up energy from our experiences over there. But, we're in a state of healing. Like, a part of us stays here, but the essence of who we are goes to other realms as we sleep, and we're constantly, doing things in order to store up energy for our body, to heal our body. This has been my experience. So, but these are my beliefs. You can look into other forums of what people are saying, what happens with near death. I mean, I haven't really seen some people talk about seeing the light, that they say that before they're about to die, they see like a dark tunnel, then there's like this bright light, and they're met with loved ones. I can't really verify that. Like the closest thing, I mean, I've had different experiences, and I can't say that happened to me per se. I mean, there was another experience that I'll share that, you know, in the dreams, usually I can access, like I'll meet up with spirits, and in terms of like bright light or a light room, there are times where I've experienced a room that's full of light. It's white. So I do believe this is a state where spirits do tend to go when we finally are done here on this plane. We go, this is what I term the white room. There is a place that I keep seeing that's bright light. It's full of white light. And everyone, you know, you could find people there and it's just white. It's kind of like if you ever watched the movie The Matrix, they had like a white room. And during the first film, there's like a white room. They call it the training program or something. But I really believe this is a true room that exists for us when we die as spirits. I've seen this room on two occasions. The first time I've seen this room was when I was young, and I had a dream where I was being led by a spirit to kind of go into the bathroom, into our bathroom. I followed the spirit. I could feel my spirit go out of its body, and I'm like following the spirit to the bathroom, to our bathroom. And so the spirit leads me into the bathroom, but it wasn't like my bathroom. It was like, I think, like an entry point to another dimension. And it was pure white light. I just remember pure white light. And I kind of like wake up. Don't remember what else happens. It's like, it's strange how like a spirit, we do things, but we don't tend to take these memories. And it's not really so downloaded, you know, it doesn't get downloaded well when we wake up in our physical body. So it's probably like this, you know, for a reason that, you know, when it's hard for us to verify, of course, like the afterlife, but sometimes if we try really hard, we can like really merge our memories together, and we can get glimpses of, you know, through practice, I believe we can get glimpses of what's going on. And you have to do spiritual work. You have to continue to meditate and get your energy high enough so you can actually carry these memories when you wake up. I think that's the only way we're going to really know for certain in our society if we really apply diligent research into the paranormal, into the afterlife, so we can actually start collecting some real data to say, you know, what happens to us when we die. Because I'm only coming from, like, my individual experiences, from what, you know, and then also from what people have told me, it's like the very popular, you know, they'll see a dark tunnel, they'll see bright, you know, bright light, and then they'll go to the light and they'll see maybe like a loved one. And I've heard this pretty frequently. I think that there might be something to that, but I haven't quite had that experience. But not to say it doesn't happen for other people. You know, so mine's a little bit different. But I do believe that there are other dimensions and other afterlife points that the spirit can, you know, that we're attracted to, that we gravitate to. If not, you know, if you don't, you know, go to these points, I do think that a lot of times the spirit, if you're not inclined to go to these places, you tend to just kind of stay, you know, maybe in your home or where you feel more comfortable. Maybe you attach yourself to a loved one or to a place that you're very familiar with. You know, I just think that's just what happens, because sometimes I see things and I feel that people are still kind of existing out their old lives just in the spirit world. They'll be going to the same places, work, home, like they like to reside there. And so they're ready to, you know, move on. And so this place becomes, I guess, like boring, or, you know, they're ready to move on, or someone needs them to, you know, to move on. I mean, like, the best place that you could really do for someone, I mean, the best thing you can do for someone who has passed is really just to keep praying and just offer up good memories, good visual things of peace, and try to remember the good things and try to learn from their experience in life. And you doing that helps them to move on. You doing, like, constructive things for their spirit helps them to move on. And then they're able to go to the next stage where their spirit needs to go. But that's going to be it for me. I did do a reading. I have two cards. I have the Four of Fire and the Renewal. and this is based on what happens after we die. Now, the Four of Fire is a card really of celebration, abundance, happiness, like a happy home life, like a very spiritual, protected home life, very fulfilling home life. Before, you know, anything bad happens to the people we love, we're having a good life with them, we're having a celebration, you know. Then they pass, you know, we find out someone is not there anymore. Then we go into a renewal period. I got the card of renewal. And 20 in the Major Arcana deck is a card of also being judgment, renewal. And it's more of like evaluating, you know, where we stand with this life after death issue, where we stand with the person being here in our lives. But more to the point, it's just really like moving on in a new direction. Like, how do we take the memories of this person and better our lives here? For them, it's like a different story. It's like, you know, sometimes the spirits are just trapped here on the ground, and they need places to go. They need a way to move on. The best way we can help them move on is just like by doing our own spiritual work and just remembering the best, you know, the memories that they had, and remembering that they were people, that we loved and cared for them. And, you know, just really trying to, like, make something of their existence here. So, and adding that to ourselves and being able to do spiritual rituals for ourselves and to be able to move on from that. And a lot of times that can actually really help tremendously the spirit to move on past this level, past the plane. This is considered the earth plane, and I feel like a lot of spirits do just get trapped here because maybe they want to do things that they didn't get a chance to do before. Like, I'll share something, like my uncle, you know, rest in peace, Uncle Victor. He was a good person. There's sometimes I've saw like some bad points of him in his character, but overall, like towards the end, I found out he was a really good person, that there were people in his life that loved him, people at work really loved him. And the one thing I could say about his spirit is that he wanted to be able to, I'll share this now, he really wanted to be able to do more. I mean, he had a good career, he got stability, you know, but I feel like internally he wanted to do, like, more of his DJing, more of his music, and he didn't get a chance to pursue it. Like, you know, like, he did it for a while and then, like, kind of came around and just got stomped, and he didn't go back doing it, and it was his passion, and I feel like there was, like, a lot of loose ends for him, and he neglected that part of himself. But overall, I mean, he did what he could with his life, and so he was a remarkable person, a remarkable character, with the people that he engaged with, and they learned so much from him. It was so much richness and friendship and funeral. Like, we saw all these people came from, like, the fire department. Like, he was a really treasured soul. For him, it just seems like he wasn't able to do his music, and nothing really stopped him. I just think in life we just tend to get stopped, and we don't live out our dreams. And a lot of spirits are like that, where they don't, you know, they don't live out the remaining of their dreams. And that's what I think is what blocks. If there's something that you really want to do in this life and you're not doing it, I really think that's what tends to trap us here, kind of like the regret of that, so, you know, the regrets of that. But, you know, I do what I can in honoring him, and I feel like through me, he's kind of living on through me right now. In terms of what I'm doing. So I'm trying to do my spiritual work to help his spirit to be able to be lifted and move on. But I feel like in the spirit realm, he's doing work. Like, I've actually had communion with him in dream space, and I feel like he's doing work. Spirits, after a while, they find things to do. They do work. You know, it's not just kind of like loitering around like the movies would say. Like, they find ways to be useful. But definitely going to help them to move on to higher realms. So this is actually inspiring me to do the things that I want to do, you know, living out my dreams, and then helping, you know, my past family member to move on in that way. And this is kind of one of the things, right, doing this radio show is just something that I had a desire to do, and I wanted to put out information, spiritual information, and connect with, you know, my soul energy and help other people to connect and do tarot readings and, you know, do astrology and just, like, learn more about this world of the spiritual world, the spiritual side of things that no one seemed to be talking about at the time. So definitely I wanted to try to do some different things in terms of, like, the tarot and I did that, and I'm looking for even more spiritual things to do on the show and talk about, and getting more into my shamanism this year, so that should be interesting. I'll have more different topics based on that, but yeah, just basically not to fear in terms of what happens when we die. We're gonna miss people. We just need to remember the best that they have to offer, and always try to be positive and send out loving prayers to them, because that's actually what's gonna help them on the other side. And don't believe that, when we die there's nothing, because if you think about it, our society, if you want to go towards science, and say energy is neither created nor destroyed, that's also involved within the person. The person has energy. We have life force that emanates our bodies. That energy goes somewhere. You know what I mean? Like it's not, it's an eternal energy. Like everything's being powered by something. So you have to see on some level, like, we're just going to be transformed, or we're going to be existing on a different level. And I just find that for our energy, our spirits, we just tend to move on to different dimensions. When we're finally ready to go, or do we move on to different dimensions? And I do think we do get reincarnated here. There are times where we do come back. Probably most of the time we'll be reincarnated because we're not done with the earth plane. You get reincarnated to come back here for a reason. Maybe you haven't had like all the experiences that you needed to have here. So it behooves of everyone to really like just really follow their dreams and try to do as much as they can, as much as we can or able to do here, so we can get this earth experience taken care of. Because there are different worlds out there and different realms that, we can go to that are, much better. And, it's time of, kind of going back towards our source energy, our creator. So, it's really about that, going back home. And we need to take care of, our life mission here, whatever that is. Whatever that is for you, you need to take care of that. And yeah, I feel like my Uncle Victor, you did what you could to live like the best life you could. And I feel like he's still here, he lingers, but he's getting better. He has some things that he's doing, and I feel like, eventually he'll be able to move on as well. And I'm not sad for it. Like people that I care for, whether they're here with me or not, I mean, we do the best we can here to live a good life. We are good. Human beings are good nature souls. That's how we start off. We get turned around in this world. We get corrupted, and we know about evil, and we get turned around. But we start off good people. We just have to really try to learn how to always stay good, right? And learn how to get through our problems when there's sometimes when we just fall short. It just happens. And not be so sad about it, and just remember that we can always come back to God. We can always, be of loving people still. Like we can still bring out that good energy. It's in us to do it. So, I'm talking. I haven't seen you on call. We just kind of like really getting into it. Someone that I know, has had a funeral recently, and I just want to give out much love and prayers to this person. You're not alone. We're not alone. And when people do leave us, we have to remember to try to connect as humans here. And it's very difficult for the species right now. Like we're suffering still. We're not able to connect with each other, and that's what we need. We need that social bonding. We need to be able to socially bond with one another. And I'm just gonna pray for us as a human family, because there's a lot of wars going on this planet. And we're hurting ourselves. We're, eating our own tail, as the Ouroboros. Like we're doing now. Like, we are a human family. We do not need to be doing things like that and having warfare. And we need to be raising higher our energy and learning different ways to do things. And that prayer goes out. Heavenly Father, in the name of your son, Yeshua, and the divine seeds of the Mother Goddess of the universe, we pray that the human earth, the human family, can actually reconnect and get back together, our oneness, our social harmony, and understand that we are connected, we are one, and that we don't need to hurt each other, because we are of the same spirit, we are the same source, and we are the same people. We are of the same family. We are the same love. Let us be able to realize that in our consciousness, so we don't feel separated or alone at all. And let us be able to have enough freedom and love for one another, that we are not jealous of each other, and that we can rise to a higher state in a unity fashion, in a group fashion, but also recognizing the individual creative spirit of each other and allowing that that creation to happen for the individual. And then we have the harmony of the individual and the group come together, and we just know ourselves better as a species, and then we're not doing these things, horrible things to each other on the planet anymore. Please, blessed be, have it come onto the whole nation, this energy of love and peace forever and ever. Amen. So I put that out there in the universe, the birth, you know, we go, we leave this body, but we're still here a lot of times, you know, going through our issues as energy, as spirits. And much love to, you know, disincarnate spirits, to, you know, us who have bodies. We're all living this one life together, and we all need to find out where we need to be and where we need to go, right? So last little bit, just going to play a little bit of a song here. But, yeah, it's okay, because we have this ability to come back home. We just have to go through our own spiritual work. We have to just do it on all levels, in the physical body, when we're in the spiritual body, when we're not here anymore. We just have to remember that we can all come back to God. And, you know, spirits, they like to listen to that too. They like to listen to radio programs and spirituality in church. Like, everybody needs to be saved at some point, right? And you might not only get this information until you've passed, until your body is no longer there. You might only start to hear about, you know, God in heaven when your body's not here anymore. So that might actually be an issue. It's better to get this information while you're still living and understand what you can do to be able to move on. So I was going to put this out there. I don't think we are non-existent. Energy is not created nor destroyed. It just simply transmutes, simply transfers and moves on. Scientific principle, laws of energy conservation. And, you know, in the spiritual realm, like, I see this too. I mean, I've seen spirits, I've talked to spirits, I, you know, experienced myself becoming a spirit. And it's just, it's all just different parts of existence. That's it. We're just not understanding or wanting to understand the different parts of existence. But I do believe we can connect to, you know, our loved ones. I do believe we can help them on the other side by being spiritual and pray in our prayers and in our love. We pray and we remember the good stuff. Okay. So last bit of information. God loves us. The goddess loves us. And we have these energies here. We have the divine feminine, the divine masculine. We have two that are here to support us in our creation. So let's not forget that. We have Lord Yeshua. We have Jesus, the Prince of Peace, who's over us. We have all this good energy, and we don't have to keep fighting. Like, we understand the universe. We don't have to fight and be separate in religions. We really don't have to go through that. But neither here or there right now, because the show's over. And I just hope that people got some information from this, from my experiences. And, yeah, we're all one. I was going to say that. Joy Ma Clarion is out. Christian Sage Radio. We'll play this song.
Again tonight I sang a song. The prayer is healing. Fell to the floor on black and knees. And all the trees fell. Press my hands between my eyes and pour this on me.
Oh,
Many blessings, everyone. Have a good night.